Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we explore scripture and delve into the Word of God.
Thank you so much, Brian. Happy Easter. Come on, happy Easter. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. That's how we used to respond those days, all right? So when I say Jesus is risen, the agreement is he is risen indeed. Can we try it again? On air, online, you can do it wherever you are. Make the loudest shout. Let everybody know that today we celebrate the resurrection. So happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Jesus is risen. Come on, give him praise and glory. Yeah. Wow. It is such a great day to celebrate. Today, we celebrate hope. It is a day of hope. And I don't know where you are at in your life. Maybe your past was so dark. Maybe your present isn't making sense. Maybe your future is so gleam and you have lost hope. May you be reminded on this Easter Sunday, it is a day of hope. It's a day we celebrate hope. It's a day we celebrate the risen Savior, the one that is a hope giver. And the hope I am talking about is a rock solid hope. It is a hope that is unstoppable, undeniable. It is real. It is a hope that doesn't disappoint. It's the hope of a new life. It's the hope for any nation. It is the hope that promises us that he who stepped out of the tomb gave us perfect and permanent victory, that we have hope today. No wonder we celebrate him. And the beauty is this, that hope is available for every human being. That hope is available. I want to read us a scripture, and if you don't mind, stand to your feet. It is a great scripture in the book of Ephesians, and it is Paul helping us to appreciate this day of hope, this Easter weekend that we celebrate the resurrection of the Savior. Ephesians 1 and verse 18, I'll start from verse 18. Here's what Paul says. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly realms. That's undeniable power. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God has placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. Wow. Now, Lord, may the eyes of our hearts be enlightened to see this hope that Easter reminds us about. Bless your word, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
You may have your seat. When I was 7 or 8, in primary school, I had my first and only official organized fight. I don't remember the details of what caused it, but what I know, while we were in school, there was a place that was set and a time set for us to resolve whatever matter it was. And it was going to be a fight. My friends and the other little buddies' friends all knew the arrangement. And right after class, we showed up to the venue behind one of the classrooms. And so we're there, and one guy draws a line. And this was the whole deal. Whoever crosses the line has packed the fight to begin. And so my friends were there cheering me, and the other guy's friends were there cheering. And little boys, we believe we can do anything. And so because the fight was getting a little longer, people were just shouting, somebody pushed my other friend, the other guy, and he crossed the line. Boy, I rained on him my little punches. My goodness. I could give all I tried, but this guy was not going down. He stayed, he received them. Then he began, he got a breather, and he also began to respond. I remembered Jackie Chan. And at that point, there's a move that is dangerous when you think movies are real. So in my head, I thought I'll do the same move. So I jumped up, and there's a way Jackie Chan would turn, and I think it was called a round kick or a back kick, and somehow it would be repeat itself, boom, 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 and down. So when I activated my imagination, while I was on the ground, wailing because I fell badly, the fight ended. Because I can get up. You know what? Life sometimes like that. There are things we believe we can defeat, but they keep defeating us. And our hope seems to be lost. This is true for everyday life, but when it comes to mankind, there was a battle that we kept losing. The battle against sin. The battle against fear, the battle against sickness, and ultimately, the battle against death. For all of human history, my friends, it seemed like death would never be defeated. It didn't matter who, what status they had, how powerful they were, they always faced death. And so it seemed hopeless. But on that Sunday morning, just over 2,000 years ago, when all of heaven held its breath, because the angels were also waiting for what could happen, and God the Father said, now. The earth shook. The angels went into action, rolled the stone away. Holy Spirit came, filled Jesus. He came back to life and walked out of that grave, defeating death once for all, saying, hey, what has eluded mankind for long is finally defeated. Jesus is alive. The curse of sin is broken. We have perfect liberty and hope. So much hope. It's true we will still go through suffering. It's true we will still grieve. We will also die one day. But the outcome has already been made known. Death is not the end. Jesus defeated death. That's why this day, Easter Sunday, is a day of hope. And I love how Paul describes it in Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. Here's what Paul says, describing something important. He says, and if the Spirit, Romans 8:11, And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. My goodness, that's a powerful verse. Jesus was resurrected by the Spirit. He was resurrected by the Spirit. Let me read it again. Because sometimes we miss, and I'm just going to draw hope from this verse. One verse can change your life. And this verse is one of those. It says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead, talking about what happened in the past, is living in you, talking about the present, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies, talking about the future, because of his spirit who lives in you. This verse brings us a history of the resurrection, a present reality of how we can live with that resurrection power, and a future hope of what the resurrection means. So I want to just unpack the past, what happened, what it means for us today, and what it means in the future. Just from this one single verse. Let's start with the past. It says the Spirit of God is the one who raised Jesus from the dead. It was Holy Spirit that brought life. The angels came. The earth shook. They rolled the stone away. I mean, it's so amazing. Sometimes we just hear that as a historical account, like Brian read a little earlier. But when Jesus died and he was buried, the Pharisees and the chief priests knew he had said, on day three, I'm coming back. So they tried everything possible beyond his physical death to prevent his resurrection. So they said, let's put a heavy stone right at the mouth of the tomb. They did that, but that wasn't enough. They said, put a seal on it, meaning nobody should ever open this. It has been sealed, no one touches it. Why? They were afraid the disciples that would come and steal the body. Can you imagine? The disciples who were in hiding. And then they said, you know what? Let's put security. Get a Roman guard, elite security, place it at the tomb, the only tomb that was protected. Put a Roman guard there. This was like matters of national security. That's what they did to make it completely impossible. Oh, my friend. That's what might have happened in your life. People have done everything to set you up to fail. But this day reminds us, nothing can stop God. The earth responded by shaking when God said, now. This is the moment of hope. That stone was rolled away. No seal can stop the power of God from accessing your dead things in life. And there, Holy Spirit comes and breathes life into Jesus. He stepped out of that tomb, meaning you and I can have hope. Why? The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead is available to us today. He's available now. Now, please think about this. Two thoughts. Jesus is not in the tomb. These other gods are still in their graves. People visit them. When you look for Jesus, he is not here. He is risen, just as he said. It's an empty tomb. Name another king like him. None. And now, Paul says something interesting. The same Holy Spirit who raised Jesus from the grave, he's here with us. Think about that. Holy Spirit, who brought life back to Jesus, is here in this room with you watching online on air and available to us. We have a record of what Holy Spirit did on Easter Sunday. We can count on him to do it again for us today. Amen. Let me talk about what Paul said. That verse again. He says, and if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. Wow. Today, Holy Spirit is not just with us. He lives in us. I'm talking about hope. The same Holy Spirit who resurrected Jesus from the grave, if you're a child of God, he lives in you. He lives in you. And please understand that because he lives in you, the way you wake up on Monday morning is different from how other people wake up on Monday morning. You wake up with this assurance, greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. The way you show up to work is different. The way you show up to a business meeting is different. The way you show up in the boardroom is different, because you know who is in you. Holy Spirit, the one that brought back Jesus' life from the dead, he's the same one. Whatever you face, he can bring life back again. You have the same access to the power that raised Christ from the dead through Holy Spirit. That's why Paul prayed, may your eyes be open, that you may know the hope to which he has called you. And to know that inheritance, that glorious inheritance for us who believe. And to also get to know his incomparably great power. That same power that raised Christ from the grave. That power is available through Holy Spirit today. Today. For those who believe. Paul says, he reminds us, don't you forget, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's the temple of the Holy Spirit. Your question might be, wow, if that's true, how can I have Holy Spirit be available to me every day? You can only have Holy Spirit's availability to you every day by giving your life to Jesus. It's not just by wishing and hoping. It's by giving your life to Jesus. The moment you open up your life and your heart to Jesus, you know what? Jesus comes into your life. And Holy Spirit begins to avail himself to you daily, and you can access heaven's power. Please understand. Here's what I know some of us do. Jesus knocks at the door of your life. Some of us hear the knock and do nothing. Others, you open the door, but you open it slightly. So you want Jesus to sneak into your life. Today, Don't open it slightly. Jesus doesn't want to sneak into your life. He wants to save your life completely. Open the door of your... The day you open the door and Jesus comes in is the day of hope that will never be unstoppable. And when he comes, Holy Spirit comes. And you have access to the same power that raised Jesus from the grave. Meaning that, my friends, even when we go through moments of failure, we know who is with us. When we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we know who is with us. When we face impossible situations, we know who is with us. The one who took away death once for all and defeated it. The power of the Holy Spirit in the person of Jesus come in our lives. So meaningful today. Please understand, the Christian life is not a life of trying hard. We are in a hustle. Because that's how sometimes we live. We are in a hustle. This Christian life is a hustle. No. The Christian life has never been meant to be a hustle. It is one that is empowered by the Spirit of the living God. Yes, we go through difficulty, but we know who is with us. Yes, we go through pain, but we know who heals pain. Yes, we go through loss, but we know the one who comforts us. Yes, we go through confusion, but we know the one who knows it all and brings clarity. Yes, we go through a season where it feels like we are absolutely hopeless, but we know the one who brings hope. His name is Jesus, and he does it by Holy Spirit. That's why he said, I'm not going to leave you alone. So, in the past, it was Holy Spirit who brought life back to Jesus, defeating death. Today, you and I, if we accept Jesus, Holy Spirit comes, we have access to the same power through the Holy Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And then he talks about the future finally. That same verse, Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. He says, and if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, for those who are born again, and for those who are not, today he can live in you if you say yes. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. He will also give life, the future. Here's what Paul is saying. That one day, we'll all die. But death is not the end. There's going to come a time where the trumpet will sound and the dead in Christ will rise. You know how that resurrection will happen? The same way it happened over 2,000 years ago. Holy Spirit will come and bring life back to our mortal bodies. And that's why Paul says, oh death, where is your sting? Death has been swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his name. Trying to talk about the resurrection so that we as Christians have hope that death is not the end. That death is not the end. Paul says in that same chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, that the body that is sown perishable, it will be raised imperishable. The body that is sown in dishonor will be raised in glory. So please understand, there's coming a day when all of those of our loved ones that died in Christ, the trumpet will sound, Holy Spirit will come and bring back life to them, and we will go to be with him forever and ever. We shall rule and reign. That's the hope that we have. Say, Pastor, how can we be sure of that? We can. If you've given your heart to Jesus, Holy Spirit is with you. Ephesians says this, chapter 1 and verse 13 to 14. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance? Holy Spirit gives us that assurance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. Wow. If Jesus rose, we will rise by the same power that brought him from the grave. That's the hope we have. That's the hope we have. And on this day, we celebrate that hope. The grave is not the end for those who are believers. So, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave to make this day a very special day, he is the same Spirit who is available to you now. He is the same Spirit who will raise our mortal bodies when we die. And then we will live with God forever. Hope. Hope. It's a day of hope. So I want to end. But just speaking to you now. What does this mean for you? As an individual. For you personally. Who is here today? Whenever. In the book of Acts and in the early days of Christianity, just right after Jesus' resurrection, and he ascended into heaven, and he said to his disciples, wait, be filled with the Holy Spirit, go and be witnesses. Whenever a person said yes to Jesus, and they gave their lives to Jesus, what followed was so important. They always got baptized. That baptism was a public declaration that I am now a follower of Jesus. It was, you know, baptism is actually an act of humility. You humble yourself. You're dunked in that water and you come out in the presence of witnesses to tell everybody, I'm not ashamed of my faith in Jesus. But that physical symbol has so much spiritual significance. There's nothing like group baptism that have been baptized on behalf of the other one. It's you alone. Paul describes that act of baptism and he unpacks the truth about it in Romans chapter 6. And in verse 4, he says this, and I'm talking about what it means to you individually when we think about the Easter story and Holy Spirit. He says, verse 4, Romans chapter 6, we were therefore, the act of baptism, buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Think about that. A new life. This day is a day of hope that you can have a new life in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. Where the old order of things is gone and the new has come. You don't have to live as a victim of your past. Because of the resurrection and the power that's available to us that brings dead things to life, your old can be cut off and you can have a perfectly new life empowered by the same Spirit. A new life. Think about that. The resurrected Jesus didn't operate like the Jesus before the resurrection. He showed up in places. And then he ascended into heaven. He said, hey, disciples, wait, when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, your new life is going to be different. The timid, shy, my disciples that were hiding became bold witnesses. Something changed about them. People started to say, but are these the guys who were with Jesus? They are ordinary, unschooled people, but they were changing the world. Because that's something new that God does in our lives. He changes us by the Holy Spirit from the inside out. From being fearful to being fearless people of faith. From being ordinary to becoming world changers. The new life is about your mind being renewed every day. Your new life is the life of a pure heart. It's the life of clean hands. It's the life of complete freedom. It's the life of peace and rest in Christ. It's the life of faith instead of fear. It's the life of righteousness and holiness. It's the life of love, joy, peace, and patience. The fruit of the Spirit comes out of you. It's the life of purpose, passion, and vision, because you have a future. And that new life is possible only in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. You can have that today. If you don't know Jesus, you can have that today. If you know Him, can hope be renewed for you? But finally, what does this mean for our nation? When Jesus died, He had you in mind, but He was also thinking about the nations. That's why He said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go and make disciples of the nations. What does that mean for Uganda? What does that mean for Africa? For our world that we live in? I said today is a day of hope. This past week was a fairly difficult week for me. In the midst of the revival meetings we were having here, very sad news came. A ruthless man jumped into a kindergarten, an early childhood center, and killed 4 innocent children. That's hard for me because as Watoto, we rescue vulnerable children. We want to raise them to have a future and a hope that God has for them. When I hear instead that somebody takes away the lives of little children who had just come to school, it was a dark day. That's not the only darkness in our country. There's so much darkness with the injustice and the corruption and all that stuff. And as I was thinking about all of that, here's my humble submission to you. That the rot that we see in society is a reflection of the rot in the hearts of men. The mess in our communities is a reflection of the mess in our hearts. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? How can a person take away one life and the next, and the kids are there watching? It is the mess in the hearts of people. And you cannot sort out the mess in people's hearts by having stronger laws. Laws are important. But just think about it. You can't put police in every early childhood school to protect it. You can't have government security protecting every home and every business. There has to be a greater solution than human solutions. And let me tell you, the only one that can change the hearts of people is the one whose resurrection we celebrate. His name is Jesus. He is the hope for any nation. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 21 says, in his name the nations will put their hope. And so Uganda, we need to enthrone Jesus as the king of our land. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. When we try different alternatives, we will be in a mess. The hope for any nation is Jesus Christ, who deals with the hearts of the people, and he deals with the rot in our hearts. That's why today is a day of hope. It's an announcement that the gospel has power to change lives. So I want to pray for you today. You're saying, Pastor, when you talk about hope, I need some hope. My life is a mess. I have looked for hope in different things, and all I end up with is emptiness and brokenness. Maybe you're here and you have determined in your life to try and live a good life. The Christian life is not one for trying. It's one for surrender. It's when you open up your life and Jesus comes in and he fixes you. You can't fix yourself. And all he does is he stands at the door and he knocks. Whoever hears and opens the door, he will come in. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. He makes you a child of God. You become a child of hope. Let's bow our heads and pray. You're here, you're saying, Pastor, before you close, I would love you to pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. In the room, online, on air, whoever you are, I would love to take this beautiful honor and lead you in a prayer that will completely transform your life like it has done for millions of people. You can have hope today because of Jesus, the resurrected one, who, when you say yes, Holy Spirit will come and begin to empower your life. If that's you in the room, saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Come on, with all the boldness, would you lift your hand right now? Come on, thank you. Just raise that hand. I have a friend who's going to come to you right now. You're saying, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I'm tired of playing life and playing church and trying Jesus, opening the door a little bit. I'm halfway. Today, I'm going all the way. I want the real hope. I want the real life change. I want to be born again, completely forgiven, and living a life of freedom. room. Come on, lift that hand upstairs. Thank you. Thank you. I have a friend who's going to come to you. If you're online, you can raise an emoji of a hand. And some friends of mine will get in touch with you because we're not leaving you out. And if you're on air, you can write to us, connect@watorochurch.com, and we'll be in touch with you. But right now, I just want to lead us in prayer. Is there one more person like that? Lift your hand. Just say, Pastor, pray with me. Just lift it high. Just lift it high because I want to pray with you. Upstairs, thank you. All of you who are raising those hands, God richly bless you. God richly bless you. I want to lead you in a prayer. Where if you've raised your hand, and those of you, I may not have seen your hand, but you know your hand is up towards Jesus, and you're saying, I want to pray this prayer. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Every single one of us, and those of you who are also watching online on air. So, dear Jesus, I thank you for today. I ask you to come into my heart and make me a child of God. Forgive me of all my sin. Make me your son and your daughter. Today, I receive you and I receive hope. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's give God the glory for that. Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations. Now let me just pray for the nation. Lord, I thank you for Uganda. I thank you for Africa. I thank you for this world. When you died on that cross, you had the world in your mind. And you are the hope of the nations. We think about the darkness around us. We think about the hopelessness when we look at what's going on globally, politically, the wars that are taking place. It all sometimes seems dark and gloom when we look at the economy. I mean, Lord, none of that stuff brings hope. The only hope any nation can have is in Jesus. And I pray that on this Resurrection Sunday, Jesus, we enthrone you as the King of our land, as the King of our continent, as the King of this world. The King who conquered death once for all is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, and the one who gives hope. So we pray that you'll be enthroned in our city, in our nation, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Brian is going to come up and give us more instructions. But please allow me, on my wife, Vanita, and I's behalf, on behalf of the leadership at Watoto, happy Easter. Celebrate hope. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this encourages you to step into the new. Tune in next time as we delve into the Word of God. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com. Hey,